ABC Radio Australia.
Now, National Olympic committees around the Pacific are putting together wish lists as Australia signals more financial support for athletes in the lead-up to the 2032 Olympics to be hosted here in Australia, in the capital of Queensland, Brisbane. A recommendation from a parliamentary committee to maximise Pacific participation in those games has won tentative support from government. And as Mackenzie Smith reports, number one on the list for the region's NOCs is investment in training and infrastructure.
Less than 2 months after the Tokyo Olympic Games, athletes in Vanuatu are already busy preparing for next year's Commonwealth Games. But it's the 2032 Olympics that many have their sights on as the next big Pacific Games. The president of Vanuatu's National Olympic Committee, Antoine Boudia, says he will be getting in touch with Australia soon to take advantage of any support for those games, just 11 years away.
For us, it is good. It is a good sign. Now, are they going to be trickling the money down the tracks? We don't know. Are they going to ease the visa access to Australia? We've got no idea.
Mr. Boudia's comments follow a report from a parliamentary committee on foreign affairs this month that recommends Australia adopt a new Team AusPac program. This would increase Pacific participation in the 2032 Olympics and Paralympics, provide support through the Australian Institute of Sport, and include a Pacific team in the NRL. Australia's Minister for the Pacific, Zed Seselja, has told the ABC the recommendations fit in with Australia's work in the Pacific and they will be closely considered. Mr. Boudia says he hopes part of any support package will be getting Pacific athletes some much-needed stadium experience.
You know, you can be a champion, you can be a role model back home, but if you don't actually expose yourself to the rest of the world, you might walk into an arena and you'll have 20,000 people looking at you, calling Aussie, 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 go, 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 and that will you'll lose all your power and your focus, and that's what we're currently trying to put a lot of energy into it.
Australia helped an estimated 170 Pacific athletes who competed at the Tokyo Games, putting $1.4 million Australian dollars towards coaching and other support. But with more than 10 years to prepare for a 2032 Olympics next door to the Pacific, there's hopes many more could compete in Brisbane. An adjunct professor at James Cook University, Wada Nasi, says there will need to be investment both in Australia and in the Pacific.
It's going to be done well, and it's going to be done with balance, which would be a mixture of setting up good infrastructure in the Pacific, but also helping them with qualified people to train them and all that. And then, you know, annually, bring them over to Australia.
But Dr. Nasi is cautioning against large-scale investments like stadiums.
You go around the Pacific, China just dumps down a sports stadium. Huge. Huge cost, right? It costs, you know, millions of dollars and all that. And half the time, those bloody facilities are just totally underutilized, right? I mean, look at Samoa. I mean, Samoa's got 100,000 people, right? What is it going to do with a super, you know, super racing track?
The president of the Oceania Olympic Committee, Robin Mitchell, says they will be reviewing some of the work done in the lead up to the 2000 Sydney Olympics to look at what might work for Brisbane.
From 1993 to 2000, we had an arrangement at the Australian Institute of Sport, whereby we sent athletes from our targeted sports at that time. They would go and train at the AIS. And later on, in between Sydney and more recently, we've made contact as well with Queensland, particularly the lead up to the Gold Coast. So it would be more along the lines of coaching attachments initially for targeted athletes, particularly in preparation for upcoming events.
He says because the 2032 Games are more than a decade away, work should also go into preparing promising high school athletes.
If you look at the example of rugby, normally about the last 2 years, we have quite a few talent scouts from New Zealand. Basically, they come and offer scholarships to year 10 students to go and spend the last 2 years in New Zealand. And usually the scouts come around the time of the school championships.
Dr. Mitchell says the committee has its executive meeting later this month and Australia knows where to find him.
Yes, absolutely. And let's hope that Australia delivers on getting the Pacific more involved in Olympic Games than perhaps they have been in the past, particularly as in 2013 it will be right on their doorstep in Brisbane. The reporter there, Mackenzie Smith.